If you ever feel an urge to brush up on your Latin, just take a bunch of scientists on a hike.
Leptogium saturninum. We've got physia, or phaophysia, probably detersa. We've got another physia here, physia adsendens.
This is the Great Plains Native Plant Society field trip into the Dugout Gulch Botanical Area. It's a bunch of botanists, naturalists, and local plant enthusiasts trekking up a small canyon in the far northern Black Hills. This group spends a lot of time looking down at the plants underfoot and sharing their knowledge and experience.
If you guys want to learn a lichen, you don't have to, but this is a peltigera, so it's a leafy lichen that grows on the ground, and it kind of has these little veins on the bottom. You can kind of see those little veins.
Peter Nelson is here. He's finishing up a PhD on lichens. They're the kind of tiny little plants that grow on the surface of rocks and trees. Today, he doesn't have his nose in a super thick field guide. Rather, he's holding up an iPhone and taking pictures of some of the lichens he's finding here.
And so what I'm taking a picture of right here with my iPhone is a species of physia. That's the genus. And so I'm just snapping a picture. And my phone knows where we are, and so the location is automatically connected to my photo. And I can fire up my iNaturalist app and add a photo to the project that's called Lichens of the Black Hills that I created to help document the Black Hills lichens.
The lichen he adds will pop up on a map on the iNaturalist website under the project he's created. This will show a photo of the plant with its location. A few pieces of valuable information for someone studying the distribution of plants or their habitat range.
And so as I go around the Black Hills when I'm traveling, I can take pictures of stuff that I see and add it to the different projects that I've started. And other people can also add their observations. And so we can document the flora of the Black Hills one iPhone at a time.
He says you don't really need an iPhone. You can use a normal digital camera and upload it to the iNaturalist site. You also don't even need to know what kind of plant you're looking at. You can upload a picture, and an expert in the online community can often identify the plant by the photo.
There's the interconnection of amateur enthusiasts, people who don't know anything, who are just beginning, and then experts who can verify things. And so that's one of the ways that the information in the that's collected can be quality controlled, so that let's say I took this picture and I'll upload it and it will be a casual observation until somebody else goes and looks at the observation and agrees, and then it becomes a research grade.
The iNaturalist app and website uses citizen scientists to crowdsource biological data in a way not really possible before. For scientists like Kathy Bell, who's a ranger in the education division at the Badlands National Park, it's a powerful tool.
So just a few years ago, even citizen science, you know, was something that I think a lot of scientists sort of looked it down on, in the sense that it was great for getting public engagement, but it wasn't necessarily trustworthy data. And that's something that's really different about iNaturalist, and something that really appeals to me. But if you have a picture, and if other people on iNaturalist look at it and vouch for what you said, then your data point becomes much more meaningful than if you were just walking through the woods and you said, oh, I saw a penguin in the northern Black Hills, you know. So I think having that verification angle takes it from just being a cool tool to really being a scientifically worthy one.
Bell and others point out that over time, the use of iNaturalist by a wider range of people could help build baseline data on the range of plants and animals in the Black Hills and elsewhere. For example, photos can show what time of year the flowers are blooming and if they bloom earlier or later than normal. The app can also show the location of rare and unique plants. Over time, observations made through the app could show if the normal range of a plant species is migrating, maybe due to climate change. But the app has more near-term applications as well.
My name is Kevin Kovacs. I'm a biological science technician at Wind Cave National Park.
Part of Kovacs' job is to keep the environment at Wind Cave as close to natural as possible. Invasive plant species are an issue. In some cases, weeds can all but take over an ecosystem. Park officials need to identify where weeds are becoming a problem so corrective measures can be taken. But with limited full-time park personnel and a huge land base, it's not an easy job. This is where Kovacs says the iNaturalist app comes in. The seasonal employees, who join the Park Service ranks in the summer, can help out.
We get a pretty large seasonal force every year, and I've started running a contest for them so that they'll take their smartphones out while they go hiking and find these invasive species, especially the ones that we're really, really concerned about, and take pictures and give locations for those and send them back to me. And at the end of the summer, the seasonal employee that has the most observations is going to win a Park Service hat. So just a little incentive for those people to go out there and do something they're going to do anyway, and maybe add the identification of some of these plants for me so that we can know where the really important jobs are out in the park.
Besides helping to protect the environment, the National Park Service is also dedicated to education. Remember Kathy? We heard from her a few minutes ago.
My name's Kathy Bell. I work at Badlands National Park as a ranger in the education division.
About a week after the trip into Dugout Gulch, and about 100 miles southeast, Bell is leading a group of student interns on a field trip in the Badlands.
Let's all sort of stay in a similar vicinity. So
standing on the side of a gravel road at a trailhead, she explains the idea of this field trip.
I've started a project on iNaturalist, which is called the All Taxa Inventory of Badlands National Park. And that means that it's a project that exists to serve as a center for any observation of any living thing within the boundaries of Badlands National Park.
There are iPads and iPhones distributed evenly. The students take to the technology quickly, and it's not too long before they stumble onto something they find cool.
Can you pick up my...
We found a cicada.
There we... Wait.
Press it.
No, seriously, look.
Press it.
It's too blurry.
Oh, God, my hands are getting tired. This is getting crazy. You want to
Joseph Von Skunk from Phillip High School is among the students here, and he and teacher ranger Gary Joseph Cohen are capturing the cicada on an iPhone camera.
And is this one just... Is it alive?
Yes, it just moved its leg.
It does seem
very, very docile, maybe because it's a little cooler.
Moments later, and not long away, high school student Don Wilcox from Juan Blee finds something you might not think lives in a dry, desert-like environment.
Kathy!
Yeah!
We found a toad.
Toads are hard to photograph. They hop.
Oh, wait, buddy.
You got him.
Hold on. I can't think of... Okay, I hope I got him. Oh, yeah, I got him.
Nice.
This toad not only hops, it burrows. And in less than a minute, it's dug itself into a little hole and it disappears underground.
Where's it at? Oh, that's cool.
Is it burrowed?
He's digging himself in the ground.
You'd walk right by and never know it was there.
Yeah.
For Ranger Kathy Bell, part of the cool thing about iNaturalist is that it helps to get people engaged with the environment around them. She says with this tool, people start looking for things they might not have seen otherwise.
You know, nature is one of those things. The more you look, the more you see. And by just kind of slowing down and taking a look around, we're hoping to encourage people to feel a closer connection to the landscape, particularly with national parks. You know, part of our mission is education.
Bell explains that the iNaturalist app is not only for young people.
Yeah, we're inviting anyone to any living thing that they see within the boundaries of Badlands National Park to enter it into iNaturalist so that we can just get a handle and help, you know, build our knowledge of what's out there.
How many pictures of badgers do you have yet? Do you have any of those?
I actually haven't put badgers on there at all, so it is the best place I've ever lived for seeing badgers.
Oh, that's cool.
So, you can be the first person to document a badger in the Badlands on iNaturalist. But beware, badgers have a reputation for being tough little critters. If you're not keen on getting too close to one, scientists like Peter Nelson note there are plenty of lichens out there that need to be added to the online database as well. You don't even have to know the Latin names. In the end, those like Nelson and Bell say more widespread use of this sort of technology means citizen scientists can add to the base of ongoing research and find a new way to explore the outdoors at the same time. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City.